Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. This is Rose. Rose Colombo right here for you. And it is Hump Day Wednesday. Two more days until the weekend. I hope now that we're a little bit free again that you can enjoy your beautiful weekend this summer at the beach or at a picnic in the park or barbecuing in the backyard, just relaxing and forgetting about all the corruption that's happening in our country because, you know, still got to relax, still got to have some fun, still got to live it up after being indefinitely detained in our homes and locked down and denied freedom, liberty, and rights, and even the right to work. Now, that's amazing if you think about it, because working keeps the mind busy, keeps it occupied, gives you self-esteem that you're going to have some money to purchase the necessities of life and maintain your lifestyle for you and or your family. And also spend a little bit maybe going to a movie or out to dinner or whatever your plans are, or take a little vacation this summer. But they're making it more and more difficult for us to go anywhere. So more people are deciding to drive rather than fly because, you know, flying is very stressful now. I mean, you want to fly to Granny's house, but since Obama came into being in 2009 with Biden, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Brennan, and Holder, and all the rest of the same old team that's been around for 20 to 60 years in office in the same inner circle with the same agendas from the 60s and 70s, the hippie days when they were burning flags and taking off their bras and doing sit-ins and joining cults and like Jim Jones and believing that giving up everything in America and flying off to a foreign third world nation was a good idea and drinking the Kool-Aid didn't turn out to be such a great idea, did it? So we have to be careful about who we believe and including people in the government, because people in the government are involved with a lot of criminals. I mean, seriously, they were involved with Jeffrey Epstein, many of them, not all of them, but many key people, including presidents, and they're involved in pedophilia, involved in jetting about the world with wealthy royalty and other leaders around the world, which is true because I met with, well, he actually flew in, Senator John DeCamp, my hero, to meet me, and I invited a few ladies who had experienced some of the corruption in our country and couldn't believe that our country could actually be corrupt. So, you know, we grew up believing that America was the land of the just and equality for all and secure borders, and everybody in this system was objective and fair and ethical, showed mercy to people. Well, the mercy they shown was to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and Henry Weinstein or Harry Weinstein and all these other people who were trafficking and engaging in pedophilia around the world and kidnapping little children, mostly little white girls, because Jeffrey Epstein, I read, preferred little white girls to anyone else. But then I guess they decided that it really didn't matter. Maybe they were running out of children or something. So anyway, it's been a real wake-up call for America. Children are an endangered species, so hang on to your children. In fact, if communist China were to dominate our country, which it appears that they have a strong hold on our government because they said that the president, Xi Jinping, or he said, and his leaders said, that they have friends in high places in America who are easily influenced. And that's why they wanted Trump out of office, because Trump wasn't going along with any of it. Well, that was really a short-lived disconnection from China, who he disconnected from so that we could build America back up. We could actually take back our companies, take back our freedom by taking back the country, these companies, and bringing them back to America. Because when we are linked to a foreign nation who controls the chips to the automobiles, and that's why you see in the car lots fewer cars, because the manufacturers can't complete the manufacturing because China controls the chips that control the cars. So think about that for a minute, which destroys our transportation, especially if you need a car. And there's not only a shortage of new vehicles, there's a shortage of old vehicles. Now, I've been told that by two different dealers on car lots. And when you walk on the car lots, I've never seen such a shortage of vehicles on a car lot. Usually they're jam-packed. So this is a danger, like who got us, World Health Organization, and the Democrats, who got us involved with China's pharmaceutical domination over America's domination by allowing them to develop our vaccines, our medical supplies, our ventilators, everything, the masks, the gloves, the testing kits, everything made in China through slave labor for bigger profits. Well, the heck with Americans and the rest of the world. It's the bottom line that counts. And so this endangers the health of Americans, the economy of America, and the position of being the superpower, because we are a free republic, and we must stand up and maintain being a free republic operated by the rule of law, the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all the laws in America are rooted by the framers from the Bible and from the Ten Commandments, and that is why they state that we are a Christian foundation. And that is why America has been able to last over 200 years, because people said we would not last over 200 years. But as long as we remain strong and firm on a Christian foundation, you don't have to be a Christian, but a Christian foundation of the United States Constitution and all laws in America rooted from the Bible and the Ten Commandments, which teaches you right from wrong, gives you a conscience, and believe in God, we will remain strong and we will overcome all of these obstacles created mostly by the Democrats and the rhinos, who, by the way, their goal has been to eliminate the ability of the GOP and weaken their ability, which they have been doing a really good job, and especially with the 2020 elections. And so under that theme, we are now at a crossroads in America. And so we're either going to turn back to God and we're going to get on our knees, and we're going to ask forgiveness, and we're going to ask for God to intervene and protect the greatest nation in the world. For all people, regardless of religion, we have freedom of religion here. For all people under a Christian foundation of laws. And on that note, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to introduce you to our returning dynamic guest, Dr. Nick Delgado, who's with us today. And what a timely time for him to be on Columbo Chronicles Live. So don't touch that dial.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
That's right. We're live 6 feet above the ground, lucky us, and we're all going to maintain a healthy immune system and a healthy lifestyle because we have Dr. Nick Delgado with us today. He was born in Pasadena, California, in sunny California, and that sun provides us with lots of vitamin D and happiness and puts a smile on our faces. And Dr. Delgado graduated from the University of Southern California with a BA in psychology, pursuing postgraduate studies in physical therapy at USC Rancho Los Amigos Hospital, nutrition at both California State University and CSULA, Los Angeles, California State University, Long Beach State University, and he proceeded to obtain his PhD Health in Science from Loma Linda University. And he has written many books. And today he's going to discuss Blood Doesn't Lie, which is his latest book. And I think he's going to get into some little romance as well. And his other books are Annihilate Acne, Now Naturally, Simply Healthy, the Delgado Diet Cookbook. So if you're looking for a healthy cookbook, there you go. How to Stay Young, Grow Young and Slim. We all want to do that. Healthy Aging Breakthrough. How to Look Great and Feel Sexy, the Zero Cholesterol Weight Loss Cookbook. There you go. We all like to cook, too. Mastering the Powers of Your Inner Health. That's very important. Mind over body. Fatigue to Vitality, Weight Loss, and Energy Now. So now, let's get started and let's say hello to the fabulous Dr. Nick Delgado. Hi, Dr. Nick Delgado. Welcome to Columbo Chronicles.
It's great to be on Columbo Chronicles at a time in the world where people need inspiration and, more importantly, the truth. And I have to say, yours is one of the only shows that is brave enough to depart from what we call the narrative that somehow, in my background in psychology and neuro-reprogramming and hypnosis, I've never in my life seen such an effective attempt to mass hypnotize the world audiences to believe that the immune system is inferior, that we should never depend on the immune system, we should never step outdoors in the daylight, we should avoid by putting a baby diaper over our face and not allow people to kiss, breathe on each other, to come near each other. This is the biggest fraud in the history of the world. And I applaud you for sharing the truth.
Thank you. You know, I am a person that doesn't fear telling the truth, because the truth, they can't do anything about the truth. They can attack me personally, but they can't attack the truth. And I believe that we're all here not to live in fear, but to stand up for the truth. And when people live in fear, then we have a serious problem, and we will lose our freedom, liberty, rights, and sovereignty. And we have to remember, these people in public office who are fear-mongering are causing a criminal act against the people of this country and the world, because fear-mongering is against the law. And coercion, you know, you get a vaccine, you can get a free donut. You get a vaccine, you can get some cash. You get a vaccine, we're going to let you go to a movie. We're going to let you go to dinner. We might even let you fly in our airplanes. I mean, this is ridiculous. We already have these freedoms. We don't need Wall Street CEOs, employers, telling us that we can or can't fly on their planes because we aren't going to wear a mask. When, you know, Dr. Delgado, I did a lot of research on those masks, and they are lying. I don't care. I will say it out loud. They are lying about the mask not causing physical and emotional, or can cause, let me say, can cause physical and emotional damage to babies, children, teenagers, adults, and seniors, everybody. Because wearing that mask, first of all, is a control mechanism that they're training people up to do, to see how far they can push the American people and the rest of the world. Second of all, it's a moneymaker for China, because they've opened up 300 manufacturing companies just to make the mask for the world. Thirdly, there are allegations those masks are tainted under a microscope with something that's not healthy for us. And fourthly, the dental associations and organizations have published articles on stating how the masks are unhealthy because they cut off the saliva, and we need saliva to prevent the bacteria in the mouth. They diminish the saliva, and then it can cause gum disease, which is irreversible, and then it can get into your throat and your lungs, and it can kill you. And so that's called, according to the doctors, bacterial pneumonia. And they're saying that the masks don't have anything now. They're saying the masks don't have anything to do with bacterial pneumonia. But if you read the dental, the articles by the dental organizations, these doctors all say that it can cause very bad breath, which is a serious problem for the dentist, and that it can rot your teeth, create gum disease, and kill you with bacterial pneumonia. So they are lying that the masks are 100% safe and that a mask prevents a virus, when we know it's your immune system that God gave us. And breathing in fresh air and exhaling carbon monoxide continuously. Because, Dr. Delgado, I want to ask you a question. When you wear the mask, I was in the beauty industry, as you know, for 25 years.
Yes.
We did not put the mask over the nose or the mouth. We put it over the skin to create heat so the serums would go deeper into the skin, hopefully through the pores. So what I'm asking you is, doesn't those masks collect germs and phlegm and coughing and sneezing and acne, oily skin, more oils and sweat, and then go back into the pores?
Yes, and to add to the matter, imagine that a mask with a filtration system would require a full-body spacesuit to prevent the exchange of any time you exhale through a mask, which when you exhale through a mask, we know for a fact 300 million viruses expel uninhibited past the mask filter. Even doctors know this in the operating room. It is not viruses that we are concerned about. The human body, in God's infinite wisdom, created 330 trillion viruses already actively in our bodies. We have more bacteria than human cells in our human body as we stand 6 feet above. And that amounts to somewhere approaching 80 trillion bacteria. We only have 60 trillion human cells. Do the math. So
wow.
Why in the world? We are a walking bacteria, viral, live biome. Our gut depends on certain viruses to knock out pneumonia bacteria, without which you would die of pneumonia. So you have to understand, we have what's called a symbiotic relationship to all organisms, viruses, and bacteria. If a puppy comes into your house, and by the way, I've just because of cleanliness reasons, generally requested my guests to not bring dogs and cats in my house. I'm fine with them being outdoors. However, because my children are so precious and important to me, at times they bring a big Rottweiler into one of the rooms, or they bring a little bunny into the room, or they bring a reptile. And guess what? The biome of that animal starts exchanging within minutes with your biome, and you can literally detect the microbiome of the pet, the dog, the cat that you live with within hours. So your body must and does and continually adjust to every exposure you've ever had in your life to a living organism. Dead organisms, obviously a rock, emits nothing. So it is insanity, let me say insanity, for Fauci or any doctor to lie, publicly lie about the truth that we know about the diversity and the requirement of a healthy immune system. It does not avoid all viruses, bacteria, and other humans and animals. It's embrace the biodiversity, and herd immunity is not, let me repeat, not obtained by a jab. It is only attained by the connection and the spread of whatever particular contagion goes through the population, those following the seven pillars of health, adhering to minimizing comorbidity, being at their ideal body weight, exercising, sleep, taking whole food nutrition, avoiding sugars, alcohol, toxins, smiling, being happy, get to bed on time, reasonably, wake up, refresh without an alarm. These people have amazing immune systems over the period of their lifetime, from age zero, with over a billion stem cells that amount, and white blood cells and B cells that can adapt to any virus or bacteria that enters their system within minutes. However, by the age of 60, Rose, I'm sorry to say, our immune system naturally declines, listen to me, according to Dr. Dipmurai Maharaj, the top blood hematologist in the world out of Florida, London trained, medical doctor, more degrees than you can imagine. He says your immune system declines by 6,000%. Yes, 6,000%. So wonder our seniors are at risk, not from COVID. They are at greater risk because we have said that Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Wendy's, See's Candy is somehow safe and okay for a person with already a fragile, weak immune system by the age of 60? That's insanity. We have to change and educate the world right now in my new book, Blood Doesn't Lie. Believe it or not, when I released it, Rose, Amazon contacted me and said, we refuse to publish your book, even though it has legitimate medical journal references cited appropriately. They said, we refuse to publish your book until you remove all the paragraphs. Listen to me. All of the paragraphs that mention mask, isolation, vaccines, and anything to do with their agenda to tell us that your immune system is inadequate. Forget getting outdoors, vitamin D, vitamin A, and C, and eating whole natural foods, exercising, sleep. Only take this shot, and then you'll be allowed to go out in the community. But even then, you are a dirty, filthy being and wear a baby diaper over your face. Is that insanity? And why is the public bending down and bowing down and listening to it? Because they're uneducated. And the normal media will not tell the truth. They also have an agenda, and they've already been paid off. It's obvious that China has bought our media. Now, I am not a conspiracy theorist, but it's very strange that in my own lifetime that my book was censored. And now my new book I send as a PDF, as a gift. And you know what the title of the book is, Rose?
No.
Sorry to be so intense.
That's okay. We need to be intense. We need to get this message out.
The title of the book is Looking and Feeling Great Beyond 100 Years of Life. Because the challenge we have is past 60, we have many risk factors, even just aging itself. So we have to educate the public the truth about medical wellness, lifestyle medicine, functional medicine. We must educate the world population, and Rose, it starts with the Rose, with the Colombo Chronicle, and one person at a time. If just one person receives my free book, and this book is not censored yet, one person reads the book and learns the seven pillars of health, like Dr. Harvey Kaplan, Harvard graduate, who had diabetic neuropathy. You know what that is, where you walk and your feet are so painful, they're prickly, horrific pain. You can't even stand on your feet. His eyesight, he was nearly blind. He was overweight. He had coronary heart disease. He had erectile dysfunction. He had every imaginable condition, even though he's a medical doctor and had access to every proper, quote-unquote, treatment. He came to me after studying and learning about me on my only video platform that's uncensored, I'm proud to say, called healthvideos.net, where no one has been able to take my platform down, where they have taken my videos down from YouTube. No one can touch our platform. And we have set it up so that the public will learn the truth right now. And this is from a website called, and all links are connected. And I'm going to give anyone who contacts our website by phone, by email, by text, I will give them a copy of my pre-published book, 20 chapters, that took me 15 years to write, How to Look and Feel Great Beyond 100. Just drop a note to us and locate, when you go to contact area of FromTheDoctors.com, FromTheDoctors.com, FromTheDoctors.com. I will give you, free of charge, a free PDF of my entire book, not a segment of it, the entire book, which is now endorsed by the number one plant-based medical doctor in the world, Dr. John McDougall. If you don't know who he is, look him up. John McDougall, McDougall's Medicine, A Second Opinion, arguably the best book I've ever read in my life. I believe his website, if you look it up, you'll find it. And also none other than the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, the CEO of the entire 26,000 physicians and scientists. I'm told I'm the fourth most followed doctor in the world, Bob Goldman, who is personal friends and has an award ceremony every year at the Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing that you are offering this book and to our listeners, because like you said, you know, people who don't do their homework and their research and just listen to MSM and Facebook and Twitter, who is biased and cuts off conservatives like myself consistently. You can't mention anything about the left. You can't mention COVID. You can't mention Fauci. You can't mention Gates, Soros, Clintons, nobody, Obamas, or you're gone. And that, to me, is, Dr. Nick Delgado, to me, that is criminal, because when a president of the United States can't send his message to the American people, all American, forget party, of what is happening in our country or to our country, or he has a warning or whatever, and he's cut off by private corporations who just happen to get lucky and make a lot of money. Now they are the censors of freedom of speech over the United States Constitution, superseding the President of the United States, superseding international doctors and scientists who say, hey, wait, slow down on this vaccine. It has no long-term case studies. It isn't published in medical journals for public and medical review and scrutiny to see the benefits versus the direct adverse health effects to individuals, because this vaccine has some really serious blood clot and other complications that people are suffering from or dying from that they are ignoring and diminishing in MSM and the government and calling a minor or coincidences. Well, my mother had two jabs of Pfizer. I found her on the floor, blacked out, ended up in ICU, now has a brain injury from the bleeding and around the brain, the blood clot that she got. And now she cannot go home ever again. Now, there are, according to Thomas Renzi, an attorney based in Ohio, he started a lawsuit against the federal government for covering up the true number of deaths from the COVID-19. I looked it up myself, and I came up with like 30,000 people. But according to this attorney, Renzi, he has a whistleblower named Jane Doe. For protection purposes, and she came forward to him and others and said that he says we have someone that has sworn under penalty of perjury there have been at least 45,000 deaths, not 7,000 deaths or 5 or 6 or 7, but 45,000. Another number I read by another gentleman who's concerned about this was 51,000. So this is a lawsuit that's actually going to go forward with a whistleblower. Why are they covering up the actual numbers of deaths and injuries?
I would say that you are tragically affected with what's taken place criminally against your mother with no recourse, because the laws have been set up that when you get the jab, you cannot, like with any other medical procedure that goes awry and causes harm, disability, or death, just like 35 years ago, my son Lance was given a vaccine, and he is now brain damaged permanently. My entire life,
we have struggled to take care of him because we have no recourse and have exhausted our funds. It broke the relationship with the mother of my son. And tragically, I am not alone. Millions of people have submitted to vaccine court, have been paid off secretly, because that's the terms of payment, and they are not allowed to talk about their tragedy. So the vast majority of the world thinks that the V shot of any kind is safe, and there are even public spokespersons, who I will not name, that are senators within their family that have stated that they're not against they're not against the V shots. They just want people to have a choice. Well, you don't have a choice when you're being told you can't do your job, you can't go into a business, you can't fly a plane.
They
There is no choice.
Do you know that they are committing criminal acts, in my opinion, because I've been a long-time advocate for justice and have studied law books and represented myself in court against the corrupt people. And I'm telling, and I've consulted with people around the country for 30 years who have been victims, but they're silenced because they're scared. And they're afraid of the system after they've been totally destroyed and their lives destroyed and their families. And they're just silent victims. And so we can take an example of Dr. Errol Flynn and Roger Stone, who lost their homes over legal fees, as an example of what they do to people, because if they take your property or they freeze it and all your assets, it's very, very difficult to fight back when you have to find a way to survive. So this is a system they use, a technique, but if they target you. And so in this particular case of these vaccines, Congress gave immunity to Big Pharma, and that is protecting a private corporation from liability for personal or criminal or financial damages to the victims, who, if they're injured or they die, have no way to pay for all those medical bills and long-term care. If they are damaged for life from the vaccine, like my mom, or if the person dies and there is no compensation and not even an I'm sorry, too bad, you are now a human lab rat, because they went from what the doctors said, that all the animals died after the second jab. They went from animal lab testing to using humans as lab rats, human lab rats. And now they're saying, you either get it, you either get the jab, or we're going to punish you. We're going to, you either get the jab or you can't work. You can't provide for the necessities of your family and yourself. And do you know that is a crime? Because we have a law that is a human rights law called the Necessities of Life, and it requires that people have the right to work and to maintain their lifestyle and the necessities of life. So they're violating that law. They're violating human rights laws. Doctors have said they're violating the Nuremberg Codes, and they're also violating our constitutional right, the freedom to choose, and free will granted by God, not by men and women. It was granted by God at birth. So they're taking away, or attempting to take away, all of our freedom, liberty, and rights, and usher in the shadow government, in my opinion, from what I've read over the years and witnessed. And they're trying to usher in the shadow government, which includes Wall Street, anyone involved in this New World Order, United Nations Agenda 21, who are ushering and claiming that they have the authority and the power, like Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci, CDC and WHO, and the White House, and claiming they have the authority to lock you down indefinitely, to send people to your home, which means eventually they would be knocking down your doors, because this is what communists do. And so they have all this fear-mongering, which creates physical, financial, and emotional distress and can cause so much depression that people commit suicide. These are crimes against humanity, in my opinion. Hello?
It is amongst the most serious crimes in the history of mankind. And it started with the so-called AIDS epidemic. And if you read the book by Dr. Peter Duesberg, endorsed by four Nobel Prize laureates, including Kerry Mullis, who created the current PCR polymerase chain reaction test that they are using fraudulently to say that there are confirmed cases of COVID. And this book, 600 pages, if you could even get a copy, written by Dr. Peter Duesberg of Berkeley, one of the top virologists in the history of mankind, Fauci refused to debate both Kerry Mullis, Nobel Prize laureate, and Peter Duesberg. Why? Because they didn't want the lie exposed as far back as the AIDS epidemic, and now they've carried forth all the same technology and agenda and tactics to make you think that this current pandemic is a serious threat beyond any threat we've ever experienced. The threat is loss of freedom, loss of speech, loss of health, loss of life.
Loss of thought. And you know, the other thing is that the doctors and scientists that are trying to warn people are censored from saying this is very dangerous, it has to stop, it is a potential for a genocide in the future. And so I was reading that there's graphene oxide, ethyl oxide, phosphates, nanoparticles of mercury and lead, and gene therapy that somehow does something to our DNA, alters it somehow, or can alter it somehow. So how is that a vaccine if it has a therapy in it and all these toxins and aluminum and all these other poisons and toxins that are put into automobile products, household products, pesticides, and foods and cosmetics, but on the label it says if you breathe it in or it gets you ingested, call 911 immediately. So FDA has all these warnings on these toxins and pesticides they put in all these other products, and yet they want to inject them into your body. And how is it a vaccine when it hasn't been approved or licensed by the FDA?
It is not FDA approved, you are correct. They have not hid that fact, and they were so arrogant that they brashly tell us, this is what we're doing, in your face, now do something about it. And then they have the military, the law, the legislature, everyone to defend their ability to bilk the country and the world financially, billions of dollars to pay for this agenda of using an experimental shot that failed with animals, failed miserably, killing the animals. Some people predict that many people who have had the jab, like your mother, may not live more than 5 years after the jab, compared to those who are smart enough to avoid the propaganda and the dangerous communist agenda
and protect their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and their family, their kids, their grandkids, those will be the survivors. Will those people get the shot and live longer? That's what they're purporting. All they're saying is you'll have less symptoms. They can't make the claim you'll live longer, can they? You'll have less symptoms. So you have a cytochrome storm. Your white blood cells overreact. Is that living better? That is an overreaction autoimmune condition. And the number of children, according to some of the researchers and doctors now coming out, looking at inflamed hearts of children being vaccinated, is that something? Wow.
No, it's actually crimes against humanity is what it is, and they are using a test and a trial on human beings, which makes them lab rats. Even they want to do it without consent. I mean, that's where they're headed, without consent. But I read the FDA regulations, and it said that they cannot force people to be involved in trials and lab tests without them joining in willingly and by written consent, signed consent, to be used in the experiments, and they had to inform them of the risk involved in the testing. And they bypassed all of that, and they said everybody in the country, as Bill Gates stated and started his fear marketing back in 2014, and said, oh, well, if 10 or 15% of the population dies, millions of people, we're saving lives. I don't understand that particular thinking, but that's what he said. And he said, you have no choice. He's not a doctor. He's not a scientist. He doesn't have a PhD. Yet he is the head and the expert of all of this agenda with the vaccines and Big Pharma. He has billions of dollars invested in Big Pharma, and he said he expects a $200 billion return, higher than he could get from S&P, and he intends to control the food supply by buying up all the farms. He has 200,000 shares in Monsanto, and he intends to create lab foods, lab milk, and molecular meats. And so this is definitely an agenda, because you have Gates and Fauci and Burks. They've all worked together for 40 years. They're involved with the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bidens. They're involved with Wuhan. They're involved with China. And allegedly, Bill Gates bought the Wuhan lab and owned it. And it's alleged, as I read. And so the government is putting on a show, in my opinion. A bunch of theatrics, except for a few, like I think Senator Rand Paul is very sincere. And there's a few more. But for them to sit there and say, hey, I got jabbed and my kids got vaccinated. It's not even a vaccine. It's a test. It's an experiment. And they're not saying experiment. They're not saying you're being used as a human lab rat. They're calling it a vaccine, and it's not a vaccine until it's approved and licensed. And on top of that, so what if you got vaccinated and nothing happened to you? That doesn't mean the next person isn't going to end up with paralysis or blood clots or a heart attack or a stroke or brain injury and die. They're trying to throw everybody into one big pot. We are not all the same. One shoe doesn't fit the entire world.
Well, let's be clear. From early on, there was a split in the belief about health and medical care. There was the group that said that surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, drugs that have never been in the body in the history of mankind, versus those who believe that nurturing the body, mind, and spirit
eating healthy, proper sleep, exercise, and when you do get ill, making sure you get hydration, getting support, love, and care, not being abandoned in a hospital because you're some, like, leper that you can't have anyone come of your family come near you. This is insanity. This has got to stop.
I worked in a hospital years ago, and for the chief of psychiatry, and then for the head of the medical director of respiratory therapy. And I can tell you that those people who were put on so many drugs were like zombies. I mean, total zombies. And it was really frightening to see that. And so the medical profession is so involved in all of these drugs, and they're putting chemicals in all of these foods, in these fast food places, and in these drinks that kids love. And so over the years, I think that it's possible that the young adults today, and even the adults today who grew up going through fast food drive-throughs, actually weakened their immune system, and that's why by the age of 60, they definitely today have even a more excessive low immune system. What do you think?
There is no doubt. Having worked with doctors like the esteemed Dr. Michael Clapper, medical doctor, who has overseen two generations of families who followed health principles, including whole plant-based, oil-free, sugar-free, no Coca-Cola, no junk food, exercise, love, care, and attendance to herbal medicines if someone did have something that they felt an herbal medicine in very small, reasonable amounts, an herb that's already something that the body is prepared to digest, to absorb, and utilize, and to assist the body's normal supportive function, that all of these children, including Dr. Merrill Eisenstein, who has since passed on, but Michael Clapper, a vast majority of these children have never received a shot, a drug, or a chemical. Personally, any of antibiotics, drugs, chemicals, and they, are they perfect? No. There are kids in the community and adults that lure them to, they shouldn't consume. Reasonably strong and resilient, they recover. Generally no ill effects. Maybe they don't feel as good because they're used to being so clean and healthy. Well, maybe they do get a cold or flu, which what is a cold or a flu? It's via producing massive amounts of phlegm and mucus and coughing and spewing it out of the body because it doesn't belong in the body. It's your body's ability to excrete through the bowels, through the nose, through the mouth, and this is a process that every animal on the planet must undergo to survive and to be thrive and to be healthy. So the mere belief that we must suppress natural medicine because it's become a movement that millions of people are finally accepting that we are the person responsible for our own health. We are the people that make the decisions about what goes in our mouth, how or what chemicals are on our body or not. And we have been given this God-given right until a government has now decided to remove our rights.
Which is what Hitler
did. This
is
criminal.
He used, He used vaccinations. He used radiation, which they use under the Obama regime with Chertoff and Soros and OSI systems who manufacture those radiation machines with no protection. And this is why the airlines, and not all of them, but there are CEOs, I believe, who are involved with this agenda, the NWO, United Nations Agenda 21, now moved to 2025 to reduce the population by 50% by 2025. They moved it up from moved it back from 21 because they missed their mark to 2030, and now I read it's 2025. And this may be why they're accelerating these experimental trial jabs, injections, with gene therapy that has never been used on human beings in the past, according to the doctors. And they have no and unknown consequences on individual bodies. Why would they want to do that to babies, to toddlers, to children, to teenagers, with unknown consequences to the individual, call it minor, and dismiss these deaths and these injuries for life because they have no liability? So what do they care? They can continue on with this agenda. And I also read, Dr. Delgado, that there are CEOs with these 500 Fortune companies are, not all of them, but some of them are hiring professional recruiters. I think it's called succession planning. They are already marking off a list, according to this whistleblower, of people who are employed by them and got the experimental trial injection, and they do not expect them to be around within the next 3 years. So they're already looking for future employees to replace them and train them. Get that.
That's unbelievable. And I don't know how your audience feels about these agendas. And when we hear that there were 74 million people of which their votes were ignored, trashed, or converted to the other party, I'm beginning to become concerned, honestly. According to Dr. Shiva, who invented the email system out of Boston, who believes, unfortunately, that both parties are corrupt and that both
are
pushing the agenda.
They are, because you don't see them stepping up and actually bringing in some real hearings, do you? I mean, hearings under oath of the key people that are involved in this agenda with these trials and experiments. Bring in the CEOs from Big Pharma. Bring in the director of CDC. Bring in the director of WHO. Bring in Bill Gates. Bring in, anyone that has knowledge and funded the Wuhan lab. Bring them all in and sit them before a grand jury. That's my opinion. The American people deserve better. They deserve the truth.
I completely agree. And Colombo Chronicles, let's pray that we have the ability to share the truth with the public and continue to spread the word. And hopefully at some point help people to be brave enough. And I will adopt the name Braveheart moving forward, since it's probably not realistic to list my name, except that I believe a book written by Dr. Nick Delgado is one that everyone should get for free. And all they have to do is go to fromthedoctors.com and locate under contact information and drop us a note, text, by WhatsApp or email, or by a phone call. And the phone number is as follows, 949-720-1554.
That's fabulous, Dr. Delgado, and we really appreciate all of your information and all the books you've written and Blood Doesn't Lie, because blood doesn't lie. I just had my blood test, and thank God they're all fine. Thank God. And keep up the good work, Dr. Delgado, and keep teaching people and training people and coaching people to really take a look at the immune system and how healthy foods and supplements and all of your wonderful information in your books can help them live a healthy, happy life. And God bless you.
Thank you so much. Everyone have a blessed day. May this be the first day that at least raises your awareness to take action for your own health and your own good. And when you read through this book, you're going to get something based on 44 years of my life work with some of the top doctors and scientists around the world to teach people how to build a strong, healthy immune system, circulatory system, nervous system, emotional system. Our bodies, fortunately, work on a series of systems that coordinate together, trillions of cells working together to be what we all call a healthy human being. God bless.
God bless you, too, and have a great day. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And Dr. Delgado, Nick Delgado, has left the building. He is a wealth of information. Be sure to check out his books, Blood Doesn't Lie, and many others on the immune system and health and diet. And, God gave us that immune system, and he created it for a reason, because we have trillions of viruses in our bodies. And viruses are never going to go away. And that's how we were all created. Every living being has viruses, including animals and birds and so forth. So the important thing is to remember that breathing in fresh air and releasing carbon monoxide is what God intended for us to do. And people have lived healthy lives and been able to rebuild their immune systems without the experimental and trial injections, and actually increase the population despite the flu, influenza, bacterial pneumonia, TB, and all the rest of the coronaviruses, including a bad cold. And so God bless you. God bless America, and remember, injustices can happen to you, and they can happen to me, but together we can make a positive difference. Remember, you are never alone when you tune in to Columbo Chronicles every Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.